crimes, some of them involving gangs. It also found deficiencies in the pricing of the contracts. But Mr. McKenzie says a moratorium has been placed on the schemes while the Minister of Employment, Kerry Burke, considers the audit team's recommendations. The audit team says new procedures should be developed to monitor the schemes and the pricing should be done on a competitive basis.
The Motor Vehicle Manufacturers Association says there may have to be some layoffs in the car assembly industry over the next few months to cope with the present downturn in car buying. Association President Denford McDonald says car companies are cutting production at the moment and it's up to them to decide if layoffs are necessary, but he says the numbers wouldn't be high. The car industry has been in the doldrums since October. The first, when a combination of GST and a hardening yen caused car prices to rocket.
Mr. McDonald says the situation should be alleviated as the year goes on, and he expects new car sales to pick up, so overall they'll be only slightly up on last year. He says the present downturn won't see any closures in the industry. It's 7:04.
Several new highly mobile customs units have been formed in Auckland to nab drug traffickers and smugglers. The Customs Department is setting up 4 border protection units to saturate high-risk areas such as the harbour, Auckland Airport and international parcel offices. Noel Dravitsky says the units have 2 main objectives.
We're concerned with 2 main things. That is goods which are damaging to the social fabric of society in New Zealand, principally drugs and things like pornography. On the other hand, we are concentrating our efforts to a larger degree on, or to ensure that trade agreements between countries are not breached and that goods entered under trade agreements do not breach origin rules.
The units will bolster existing customs enforcement and should be operational at the end of February. The Waitemata City Council says one of its work schemes, which has been criticised by the Labour Department for being over-costed, would have run better if gangs had been employed. Works Committee Chairman Harley Neal says the noxious weeds programme singled out for criticism by the department couldn't attract enough workers. There were also delays having the scheme approved, and these led to the cost escalations. Mr. Neal says a similar gang-run scheme ran very smoothly several years ago, while the latest scheme ran into problems keeping individuals on the job. NZI Corporation has redesigned its planned 3-tower block next to Albert Park in the hope of getting permission to build from the Planning Tribunal. Deputy Managing Director Harry Kember says the centre tower block has been reduced by 9 floors to 34 stories to cut down the shadow over the park. The new design has also changed the flanking towers, with one losing 2 floors and the other gaining 1. And Mr. Kember says the redesign allows the streets to be widened. He's hopeful that the new design will satisfy the Auckland City Council, which turned down the original plan. The Planning Tribunal's expected to hear the case late next month. Workers at the giant Wirriwool store are meeting today to discuss a dispute which has stopped work at the plant for most of this week. The union met the wool store management yesterday to discuss the dispute, which is thought to have arisen after a worker was dismissed. Neither side would comment until after today's meeting. Well, that's our news. 7:06. Sports news next with Barry Holland.
Hello.
Shh.
Pardon?
Sack summer sale.
What?
Sack summer sale. For people interested in big savings on clothes with style that are imported and exclusive. For men, famous name suits, shirts, shoes, casual wear.
And for women, imported fashion coordinates, Charles Jourdan shoes, elegant business suits and accessories.
Save at Saks. Broadway, Newmarket, now, but
greatest dress fabric sale is in its second week at Barker and Pollock's Best Ever Summer Sale, with top quality fashion fabrics at affordable prices. They have French printed spuns in many designs and colours. Something a little different in 2 groups, priced at $4.99 and $6.99. Prices that are only a third of the normal price. There are many more genuine bargains at Barker and Pollock's Summer Sale. On now at all stores.
7:07 it is, the famous Auckland 1ZB and the lovely Barry Holland. Good morning, Barry.
Oh, good morning, Murph. How are you feeling, all right?
As just I said earlier, just 2 hours just getting through and it's right not easy.
Well, I see the Americans are livid, the Aussies are smiling, in fact the Kookaburras are laughing over the New Zealand decision to back the Kookaburra syndicate in the defence of the America's Cup. Kiwi boss Michael Fay says making KZ7 available to the Aussies had been a tough decision, I'll bet, but in his view, it neither sets a precedent nor contravenes the historical spirit of the Cup.
Michael Fay says he had pressure from just about everyone while considering his options, but he wouldn't be drawn on who was doing the pressuring or what leverage they were using to influence his decision. There's little doubt that Stars and Stripes syndicate boss Malin Burnham put the heat on during yesterday's meeting with Michael Fay, but what's not clear is whether political or even financial pressure was applied by both sides. It seems it's going to stay that way too, because the New Zealand team boss has vowed never to publish what's been said behind closed doors over the past 48 hours. In Fremantle, Graham Moody.
Yachting news in association with Metropolitan Life. More on that throughout the morning, of course. But now to those two amazing finishes we headlined at around about 10 to 7. Italy's Massimo Biasion has won the Monte Carlo Rally, but only because his Lancia teammate, Juha Kankkonen, stopped his car 500 metres from the finish line to let the Italian past. Kankkonen, who led for most of the rally, was told to stop by the Lancia team bosses, who for some undisclosed reason wanted Biasion to win. Doesn't sound like sport to me. And in Sydney, Alan Lamb produced an amazing last-over blitz to give England an incredible win over Australia in the latest World Series match. Lamb hit 18 runs of the final over, bowled by Bruce Reid, to take England past Australia's 233 for 8. Lamb's first five scoring shots were 2, 4, 6, 2 and 4. He didn't need the last ball of the over. Lamb finished 77, not out. And earlier, Dirk Wellham top-scored for Australia with 97. On the local cricket scene, well, the Auckland selectors still haven't named their team for tomorrow's Shell Trophy match at Eden Park against Northern Districts. The team did train last night while the selectors had a long meeting, I'll bet, and they'll meet again tonight apparently with the trophy squad. No doubt the lacklustre performance of the side in the trophy series will be dissected. Cricket news from the Toyota Dealer Network. And the Ramblers Auckland Marist match should get the rich Vic Guth softball tournament off to a lively start at Coke Ballpark this morning. The two sides will fight out the Auckland champion crown when they meet early in the forthcoming National League. There should be plenty of bite in this morning's match, starting at 9:30. Meanwhile, the visiting Japanese team play North Shore tonight at Rosedale Park. Barry Holland, 1ZB Sport.
The hot summer TV season is bound to clash with other activities, so why not video your favourite programmes? If you don't have a video, Smith & Brown will solve that problem. They're running a fabulous video special. National G10's only $999. That's the lowest price ever. The G7 is $899 while stocks last. These prices include GST, so that extra 10%'s no problem either.
You'll really be pleased you saw us first.
And you'll really be pleased you saw everything on National Video from Smith & Brown.
Now let's take a look at the marine weather forecast for both harbours, the Gulf and Bremerhead to Cape Colville. Expect north to northwesterly winds 15 to 20 knots, turning west to southwesterly 20 knots, and some gusts up to 30 around the middle of the day. Visibility 40 kilometres, reducing to 3 in showers and isolated thunderstorms. Seas moderate with rough patches in exposed waters. And the outlook is for west to southwesterly winds 20 knots and showers. The swell forecast on the east coast, northerly swell to 2 metres in open waters but easing. And on the west coast, confused westerly swell to 2.5 metres. Next high tide for you on the White Butter at 2.12 this afternoon. 2.12 this afternoon, that's a 2.8 metre tide. On the Mudoko at 3 minutes past 5, and that's a 3.5 metre tide. The sunset tonight will be 21 minutes to 9, 21 to 9 for sunset. Forecasting for Auckland City then and the region, moderate northerly winds turning to fresh gusty westerlies around about midday, changeable and tending cooler with showery periods and isolated thunderstorms. And the outlook for Saturday, well, a bit of an improvement, fresh south westerly winds and some showers. We're heading for a high today of around 23 degrees. Currently 16 with showers and cloudy conditions
no,
in the city downtown.
No, I told you it was going down.
It's gone down another 15, has it?
Yeah.
Oh, I dropped another one. Dear, yeah. Dear, it is definitely turning cooler.
It's definitely turning cooler. Who said that?
15 degrees with Merv Smith at Auckland 1ZB.
Oh, listen, that's lovely. It's nearly 12 minutes after 7 and breaking the habit of a lifetime here. Doug Hurst with me this morning. We haven't been able... there's a bit of a luncheon later on this afternoon. Doug, unfortunately, is going to be flat tack all day at 1ZB. He won't be able to get there, so we brought in a little bottle of bubbly here, and he and I are going to share this. And since Kevin's here as well, Kevin White, we'll drag him in. He can have it. It'll be all right, Doug. No. Don't tell anybody. Why, do you want some, do you? I'll pour some down the phone to you.
Would you? Yes, just send it across. Just sit down the tube. That'll be fine.
Thing I've never done in my life before, had a drink on the wireless, but I'm going to have one now. Cheers, Doug.
Enjoy it. Cheers.
All the best, mate. God bless. Old Charlie makes a nice drop, doesn't he?
He certainly does, yeah.
Mm. Oh. Lovely children's game, hide and seek. Now, it's 12 and a half past 7. Right, now, later this hour, I'm going to... If Barry Holland's listening, I've got something for you, Barry. This is for you and Mark Leishman, actually. So if you know the answer to the question I ask, you'll be able to go get in and do Top Town, because it's a double pass to the show. So double pass to Top Town on Auckland 1ZB a little bit later on this morning to celebrate L&P Top Town this weekend. A double pass to the show. And that'll be all within the hour, 12 and a half, nearly 13 past 7 hour, $230.75 is the cash call. $230.75.
Radio New Zealand is bringing home all the drama of the final chapter in the America's Cup Challenge. Can Connor outperform the Aussies and sail away with the old mug? Listen for live reports from Gage Rhodes, afternoons and evenings. And in the morning, special reviews, previews and exclusive comments. Tack for tack, jibe by jibe, we're bringing the cup action home right to the end. The America's Cup Challenge with Metropolitan Life and Radio New Zealand Sports.
Waking up with Merv Smith, Auckland 1ZB.
With a time at 13 and a half past seven.
If I give up the seat I've been saving to some elderly lady or man, am I being a good boy? Am I your bride and joy? Mother, please, if you please, say I am. And if while in the course of my duty I perform an unfortunate tape, would you punish me so unbelievably, so never again will I make that mistake? This feeling inside me could never deny me the right to be wrong if I choose. And this pleasure I get from, say, winning a bet is to lose. When I'm drinking my Bonaparte shandy, eating more than enough apple pies, will I glance at my screen and see real human beings starved to death right in front of my eyes? Nothing old, nothing new, nothing ventured, nothing gained, nothing still won or lost, nothing further than proof, nothing wilder than you, nothing older than time, nothing sweeter than wine, nothing physically, recklessly, hopelessly blind, nothing I couldn't say, nothing why cost today, nothing rhyme. And this pleasure I get from, say, winning a bet is to lose. Nothing good, nothing bad, nothing ventured, nothing gained, nothing still born or lost, nothing further than proof, nothing wilder than you, nothing older than time, nothing sweeter than wine, nothing physically, recklessly, hopelessly blind, nothing I couldn't say, nothing why cost today, nothing rhyme.
Nothing rhymed. Oh, sometimes it does. Gilbert O'Sullivan, 17 minutes after 7, and you're in tune with 1ZB.
We know where the fun begins.
We know where the fun begins.
We know where it never ends.
We know where its rainbows end.
Being young or young at heart.
Being young or young at heart.
It's knowing where the good times start.
Rainbows in where good times start.
Rainbows in
where fun begins.
Rainbows in
where never ends.
Rainbows in
being young at heart.
Rainbows in
where good times start.
Downtown. Cash Friday.
Today, the Downtown Shopping Centre is giving away cash. Every few minutes between the hours of 11 and 3, someone in the store will be handing out cash. You could be one of the lucky ones to receive it simply by being there. You don't have to do a thing. No forms to fill out, no questions to answer. Just accept the cash with a smile. Cash Friday, Downtown today. A handful of cash just for visiting the Queen City shopping mecca, Downtown.
Animals and Birds, the Fun Farm Show, Adventure Playground, Rafting on the Lake, and special holiday attractions like the Butterfly House, and direct from Knott's Berry Farm in L.A., the Fantastic Diving Dog Show. Heritage Park, open 9:30 to 5:30 every day.
Hey, Mom, don't be long. Let's go to Heritage Park.
Woo! All right, 18 and a half minutes after 7. The lovely John Wilson's on line one waiting for us. Line four, rather. We'll talk to him in a moment's time so far as the shipping is concerned. Just 30 seconds away, Johnny.
Water, water everywhere. Each drop I chlorinate. A Stroud pool keeper, that's my name. And germs I terminate. I don't cost much to run. You see, I don't need electricity. So to Pointer's Pool Shop, you should scurry. Forget your pool, because that's my worry. A Stroud pool keeper, come on and see. At Pointer's Pool Shop, that's where I'll be.
Pool keeper, the automatic chlorinator. Just set and forget. Phone Pointer's Pool Shop on 766610. Pointer's Pool Shop, 20 Newton Road.
90 minutes after 7, Auckland 1ZB and the old Jono Wilson. Last time I call you on the fishing line, John. Good morning, mate. Hello, John. Hello, hi, Johnny. I thought it wasn't going to work for the last time.
No, we're here, Well, the rain that we've had, we've sure had a drop of it. I think we've helped the fishing rather than hindered. At other times of the year, it can put the kibosh on it. But after you get a dry spell in summer, especially a prolonged one, when you get a good downpour, it often brings the fish on the bite. And I'm hoping it will do that this weekend because the fish are around. That's the good news there. And the bad news is that you've got to travel a long way to get to them. The hottest spot during the week's been over at Rangers Beach on Great Barrier. Old Captain Seaweed was over there in the Atarua, and he reckons the snapper fishing there is phenomenal. The sinkers don't even have time to touch the bottom before they strike, he reckons. Not big snapper, but a lot of them, and in good condition. Closer, though, the other hot posies that are normally fishing well at this time of year and haven't been, but may, now that we've had some rain, are Simpson's Rock, Horn Rock, and Flat Rock. They've all been patchy, but at the turn of the tide, they should fish quite well this weekend. Best bait seems to be squid and trevally at the moment. Out from Lee the other day, a group of anglers got a snapper up to 12 pounds, they reckon, off the seaward side of Carwell, and they caught a porri, which is a beautiful eating fish, quite rare though, that measured 2 feet long. So, and there was another one about as long as that got away, they reckon. The little side of, the south side rather, of Little Barrier is producing snapper, trevally, and some very, very big John Dory, which are falling to little live carwise or sprats. They really go for them. The crayfish scene, well, there's been some monsters taken off Sandy Bay over at Waiheke, but unfortunately not by the divers. They've all been taken in nets. The visibility on the east coast is still pretty poor. It'll probably stay that way. Over on the west coast, it's a bit better, but it's also a bit freaky. Down to 20 feet, the Moray diving boys say that they've got about 100-foot vis, but after that it drops away to about 2 feet because of a thermocline or something. And that's, again, a pity because there have been big snapper taken off Murawai and Piha lately. Big crabs, if you're into big crabs. Off
what's
Oni
that again?
Tangy.
I'm sorry?
Yes, yeah, lots of big crabs off Oni Tangy.
Oh, dear.
But Keith Hobb, who's got a lodge over there, is planning on having a special on his menu. There are that many of them. If you're into a contest, there are two on the diver circuit this weekend. There's one up in the Bay of Islands. It's probably the nearest one for our listeners. There is another one down at Mahia, but it's a long way away. The one up in the bay is for kingfish and carwine, and it's got $15,000 worth of prize money, so that's good news. Trout scene, well, the trout's been pretty poor, but I reckon the rain will have turned them on. It should be quite nice down there.
Amazing what turns some people on.
Yes, dry fly should do very well after the arrival of the rain.
They're swimming in the rain.
Don't forget your dry fly. And good luck with wherever you're going.
Okay,
and regards to McHarry.
Well, all right, I'll pass that on. Thanks very much, mate, and thanks for all your help, and it's been a pleasure and a privilege working with you.
Same here.
God bless, mate. Bye. 22 past 7 now, and Auckland Lawn Tennis, BP National 14s and 12s, all players are to report to Windmill Courts at 7:45 a.m. Please bring a squeegee. No. Try it again. Auckland Lawn Tennis, this isn't a cancellation. Well, just this once then. It's a transferal, is it, Doug? Right. BP National, 14s and 12s. All players are to report to Windmill Courts at 7:45 a.m. Devonport Bowling Club, your Twilight Tournament is cancelled. Presumably that's for the older members. And North Devonport Bowling Club, your tournament is also cancelled. Just those three cancellations for the moment. Bob, you've got some headlines for us.
Indeed, I have. Two Colombian nationals will appear in the Auckland District Court this morning, charged with importing more than $2 million worth of cocaine. The country's biggest employer, the public service, is adjusting its entrance procedures for school leavers with a new no-fail school certificate system. And the anti-racism group Heart is launching a nationwide campaign for major changes to the immigration bill.
And in our sports coverage today, well, Vic Guth softball gets underway at Coke Park. We'll keep you up with that. It's throughout the day and throughout the series, in fact. And in bowls, the McLay Duff pair start today out there at Manurewa. Start this morning. In fact, some of the big guns are there. For instance, Peter Bellis and also Ian Dickerson. We'll keep you up with that for sure. Ian Birch will be at the bowls. New Zealand playing Fiji at Mount Smart in the youth tournament. And our New Zealand youth team will need to win this one to stay in the running there to make the finals. And results today from the Taranaki races and the Bay of Plenty trots tonight. We'll have commentaries on the double and third leg of the treble from the Bay of Plenty trots. And also we'll continue our build up to the two big races in Wellington this weekend, the Foster's Wellington Cup and the Nissan Mobil Waterfront race on Sunday. All with the good sports at Auckland 1ZB.
With a fantastic summer clearance of fashions and casual wear. One third off all girls' skirts. Half price for girls' knitwear. FTC Farmers offer at least one third off ladies' top fashion coordinates and fashion frocks, including Ostie. Half price fashion blouses and exclusive knitwear for ladies. Up to 50% off top brand jumpers and exclusive blouses. The greatest ever summer clearance, only at FTC Farmers.
Hey, best headline for a while is in the Herald this morning. It says, New Zealand man had human skull.
So this is Matarangi. Look at that beach. Dazzling white sand, calm inner harbour, great swimming, boating, fishing, bush and trees. It's magic.
Yes, Matarangi is magic. Matarangi is a 500-hectare peninsula 24 kilometres north of Wootiyanga on the sunny Coromandel coast. Fully serviced residential sections are now available. Phone our representatives at Wootiyanga 65392, Wootiyanga 65392, or visit this unique development with the family and discover for yourself the magic that is Matarangi.
Oh, lovely. It's only 5 minutes away from the 7:30 news. Weather, sport and travel, folks.
Hear ye, hear ye. It's now on. The famous Palmer's Garden Centre's annual houseplant sale.
A happy new year celebration of selected top quality houseplants at never to be repeated prices.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yes, a whooping 30% off selected houseplants. Plus, big coupon bonus buys.
Bonus coupons as well? Palmer's must be mad.
Of course they're mad. Mad, mad prices on all stock advertised. See Saturday's Herald for full details.
Palmer's Houseplant Sale. If you miss it, you're really missing some great buys.
Remember how you ate at Christmas? And the wonderful dishes you created with the Christmas ham? Well, you don't have to wait until next Christmas to enjoy the special taste of cooked leg ham. Hutton's have created the weekend of cooked leg ham without the leg. These little leg hams are convenient, vacuum-packed, and they don't take up too much space in your fridge. Hutton's Weekender, the little legs that will take you through to next Christmas.
And these little legs take you through to nine. It's 26 minutes after seven.
1ZB, when Auckland needs to know. Coming soon, the most comprehensive coverage of news, sport and commuter information. New, improved and refined for 1987. Better news, better sport, better traffic and even better up-to-the-minute information services. New, improved and refined. When Auckland needs to know. Auckland 1ZB.
This one from Dave Dobbin from Footrot Flats, a horse's tail, a dog's tail. A horse's tail would be better. Or even a horse's neck. Dave Dobbin, you ought to be in love.
Be a power.
lovely song. Dave Dobbin, You Wanna Be In Love. $230.75, that cash call total for this next half hour. Half past seven, 16 degrees. And there's rain and grey skies and a little wind, but not much from the northwesterly direction. And Bob Leahy from the newsroom.
Two Colombian nationals will appear in the Auckland District Court this morning, charged with importing more than $2 million worth of cocaine into New Zealand. The Auckland Drug Squad raided an Auckland hotel last night and arrested a 33-year-old Colombian woman who arrived on a flight from Buenos Aires on Wednesday, and a 27-year-old Colombian man who arrived in New Zealand yesterday. Acting Drug Squad head, Detective Senior Sergeant Mike Crawford, says more than 2 kilos of cocaine was discovered in the false bottom of a suitcase. He says police believe the two are part of an international drug smuggling operation.
We believe, mainly because of the method used, it was a very sophisticated method, that this is possibly an international drug ring that has been operated. We are not certain if the drug was in fact intended for New Zealand distribution, or it may have been intended for some other country, but obvious inquiries will continue along those lines.
Senior Sergeant Crawford says the cocaine haul is one of the largest amounts of the drug ever discovered in New Zealand. The country's biggest employer, the public service, is adjusting its entrance procedures for school leavers with the new no-fail school certificate. Changes to school certificate last year mean the examinations are now marked in grades instead of percentages, but this has been criticised by some sectors as confusing. The grades mean nobody passes or fails the exam, but the parliamentary opposition, some parents and employers say they don't give a clear indication of what a student has achieved. However, David Swallow of the State Services Commission says instead of only asking school leavers if they've passed school certificate, the public service will now look more deeply at their abilities by checking school cert grades, school reports and other achievements outside the classroom. He says the public service will also have a range of pay rates to suit a range of achievements instead of one flat rate for school certificate holders. The Employers Federation says most private sector employers already approach school certificate in that way. The anti-racism group HART is launching a nationwide campaign for major changes to the immigration bill. HART national spokesman Ivan Sari says if the bill becomes law, people will be assumed guilty until proven innocent, a reversal of New Zealand legal traditions. The defendants are innocent until proven guilty.
I expect that the bill will be back in Parliament fairly soon in the when the new session of Parliament opens. That doesn't allow a lot of time to fight the bill, and I think what has to be done between now and then is that pressure has to be put on government MPs, and government MPs have to be made aware of the level of concern in the community about this bill.
HART has asked Immigration Minister Kerry Burke to reopen submissions into the bill. Police Commissioner Ken Thompson retires today after 36 years in the police force. Mr. Thompson was appointed police commissioner 3 years ago, and during that time had to grapple with issues like the police pay claim and the first ever threat of a strike and growing public concern about violence in our society. He also broke new ground in approving user pays policies, such as the limited acceptance of sponsorship and handing some traditional police roles over to private enterprise. Auckland police say an attack on a group of Morningside residents early this morning is possibly gang-related, as Leanne Clark reports.
They say those involved in the attack do move in gang circles. The occupants of the Cardigan Road house were beaten with softball bats and left tied up while a group of thugs ransacked their home. The group left a short time later, stealing a Harley Davidson motorbike from the basement. The victims managed to free themselves more than an hour later and called the police. They're not seriously hurt. 41ZB, Leanne Clark.
The Motor Vehicle Manufacturers Association says there may have to be some layoffs in the car assembly industry over the next few months to cope with the present downturn in car buying. Association President Denford MacDonald says car companies are cutting production at the moment, and it's up to them to decide if layoffs are necessary, but he says the numbers wouldn't be high. The car industry's been in the doldrums since October the 1st, when a combination of GST and a hardening yen caused car prices to rise. And finally, the Bank of New Zealand will issue 103 million shares to the public and staff when it goes partly public later in the year. The shares will have a par value of 50 cents, but will be sold at $1.75, raising $180 million overall. BNZ Chairman Sir Lewis Ross says $100 million worth of shares will be available to the public, $50 million worth will be allotted to share brokers, and $30 million as a pool will be set aside for staff. 26 minutes to 8, now to sports, and here's Barry.
And New Zealand is to help the Australians defend the America's Cup against Dennis Connor, with KZ7 acting as a trial horse for the Kookaburra boat. Syndicate boss Michael Fay says that that will be the extent of their assistance, as it will be outside sporting spirit to transfer technology or give information about the performance of Stars and Stripes to the Australians. Fay's opinion in the Kiwi syndicate, and among the public too, was against helping the Americans. There was a long tradition of close ties with the Australians. Terry Phelps of the United States, who's ranked 22nd in the world, is the top seed for the Nutramedics Women's Tournament, which starts next week at Stanley Street. Americans are also seeded 2nd and 3rd for the tournament, followed by Liz Minter of Australia and Britain's Anne Hobbs. Wild cards have gone to New Zealand's Liz Daly and Claudine Taliafua. And Italy's Massimo Biasion has won the Monte Carlo Rally, but only because his Lancia teammate, Juha Kankkonen, stopped his car 500 metres from the finish line to let the Italian pass. Kankkonen, who led for most of the rally, was told to stop by the Lancia team bosses, who for some undisclosed reason wanted Biasion to win. Meanwhile, Ari Vatanen has won the Paris to Dakar Rally. England batsman Alan Lamb made up for a disappointing test series by blasting his side to a last-over victory against Australia in last night's World Series one-day match at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Going into the last over, victory for England looked rather remote, but Lamb slammed 18 off five balls from Bruce Reid, including a six and two fours, to win the match with one ball to spare. Australia scored 233 for eight, and England were seven wickets down, with Lamb 77 not out. And two big sports events gets underway in Auckland today. Many of the country's leading softballers are in action this morning in the annual Vic Guth tournament at Coke Park. The maestro himself, Kevin Herlihy, will be a guest player. At Manurewa, the big names of New Zealand bowls are on the greens and the Maclay-Duff pairs. While tonight at Rosedale Park, the Japanese men's softball team start their tour of the country with a game against North Shore at Rosedale Park. And at Mount Smart this afternoon at 3, our youth soccer team plays Fiji. Barry Holland, 1ZB Sport.
The restaurant is Chinois. The cuisine is Nouveau French. The chef, Japanese. Discover a totally unique dining experience at the new Chinois. Impeccable service, outstanding presentation. New Zealand Chef of the Year in 85, Takashi Nakamura's artistic approach is a rare delight. Dinner or business lunch, phone 389-136, Restaurant Chinois, corner Albert and Victoria Street. French cuisine at its very best.
Oh, I like my food.
Sorry.
I feel hungry. Forecasting for Auckland, moderate northerly winds turning to fresh gusty westerlies about midday. Changeable and tending cooler with showery periods and isolated thunderstorms. And the outlook for Saturday, fresh southwesterly winds and expect some showers. Today we head for a high of about 23 degrees in the city downtown at the moment. Overcast with some rain still about. Not too windy though. And we currently have 15 degrees. Check on traffic next on ZB.
They bring you the finest, and they bring it to you for less. Miles DFS, the original tax and duty-free stores with even bigger savings on selected lines at their airport shop. Chloe 50ml perfume spray, elsewhere up to $35, now only $19.90 at Miles DFS. The Canon Snappy Automatics, only $179. Save almost $100, and there's $50 off the Sony Stereo Walkman. Miles DFS Airport Shop, open every day for all overseas departures, where American Express is always welcome. Don't leave home without it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. It's 22 minutes to 8 now in Auckland at 1ZB. Let me just write this cash call number here on this other piece of paper, because if I don't do that, if I don't use Radio New Zealand's special piece of paper, we're all in terrible trouble here. Right, there it is over there. Can't go wrong now. Famous last words. Honestly, if it wasn't for us, I think New Zealand Forest Products and Mr. Spencer over the Waiheke Island would all go broke. Now, 21 and a half minutes to 8, it's time for the travel services. First of all, to the Ministry of Transport and the... Oh, it's nice to have Clive Hookham back with me on the last morning. Good morning, Clive.
Good morning, Mervyn. Hey,
mate.
D-Day, is it?
Yeah, this is Detak. Yeah,
an hour and a quarter to go.
Oh, well, hello, Ministry of Transport time, is it?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, oh, nice to join you on your last day anyway, Mervyn.
Thanks.
Well, not a lot to report. We had a few accidents going. Alexander Place, or Alexander Crescent in Otara, have a motor vehicle accident there. If anyone there, just stay clear of that street at the moment. Pūnui, Great South, Papatoa, a couple of cars involved there. On the Pakuranga Highway coming in from Howick, near the Pakuranga Town Centre, we've got a three-car accident there, so there may be some delays in that area until I get everything cleaned up. Also, fire are attending a fire in Church Street, Onehunga, near Beechcroft Road. They have got George Street closed off, so there may be just a slight delay if you're in that area. Just it would pay to avoid it in the meantime, anyway. That's about all we got, Merv. We'll look forward to seeing you at about 8:30-ish.
All right, Clive, that'll be lovely. And to Michael Parker at the Auckland City Council. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Yes, good morning, man. Good morning.
Hey, man.
Good morning, listeners. We've got to get one excellent report this morning, and that's at the intersection of Dilworth Road and Remuera Road. It's a two-car collision. It shouldn't be causing any holdups. We have an officer on location. But no reported traffic light problems in the city areas. It should be smooth driving coming in this morning, hopefully. And until 8:30, this is Michael Parker for the City Traffic Department.
Good, thanks, Mike. It's 20 minutes to 8 precisely on Auckland 1ZB. And I suppose it's time for our own radio mobiles. First, let's go in the air to Mad Brain's Peter Orr in the radio spotty plane. Pete, good morning.
Morning again, Merv. Well, traffic on the southern motorway between Manukau and Otahu is very, very heavy this morning coming up in southern motorway. Once you get further north from there, traffic's still flowing reasonably heavy all the way. I think John will cover that. Looking at the northern motorway where I'm over the top of now, we've got the backlog of the traffic on the northern motorway is just about to the Westlake Girls High School there. Fairly slow towards the bridge there with the old 4x2 lane situation. On the northwestern motorway, moderately heavy traffic all the way in, and on the way down to Ardmore I noticed one car in front of me did a 270 and went straight into the side wall. Shows you how greasy the roads are, so just watch that following distance and the braking on the roads this morning. Peter Orr, ZB1.
And in areas where the rain is fairly heavy, certainly would pay to drive with those headlights on, but don't forget to switch them on when you reach your destination. Coming up through Otahuhu, northbound on the southern motorway, traffic flows at the moment could only be described as moderate. They're no doubt a little heavier down the Papatoetoe-Manukau end, but we haven't got down there as yet. The eastern area, apart from the problem mentioned by Clive at around the Pakeranga Town Centre, traffic on the Waipen Road Bridge, Mount Wellington Highway, all moving well. For Alan Clark Toyota, John Chapman, ZB2.
Thank you, Jono. You really meant turn the lights off when you get to work. Remind yourself to do that. Put a note on the steering wheel, will you? Find it hard to believe, you know, with the weather we've got now, that people can still be stupid enough to hit their brakes too hard at this hour of the morning in this kind of weather, but still there you are. Probably it's not a ZB listener. Travel services. Let's go for that one now. There's Air New Zealand's T81X. Oh, forget that one. That's all right. Let's just make certain I've got everything buttoned up here. Right, the next one's Continental, CO1 from Honolulu. Do you want it at 7:50? Well, actually, it's arrived too. It was 10 minutes early at 7:40. Air New Zealand's TE5 from Honolulu and LA. Do you want it at 8:40? That's on time. Air New Zealand TE89 from Raro. Do you want it at 9:30? It's 22 minutes early at 9:08. And British Airways BA11, the Round the Houses flight from London via Christchurch. Do you want it at 10:20? Does all the smalls. And it'll be into Auckland at 1400 hours now. It's a bit late. Do you want it at 10:20? Here at 1400. Singapore SQ25A from Singapore. Do you want it at 11:45? Be here 50 minutes late. Unusual for Singapore at 12:55. Eagle Air, Great Barrier Airlines. They're all flying to time. The Northerner 626. Ah, now, there was a slip at a little place called Waititi near a big viaduct south of Te Kuiti overnight, and it's held up the Northerner. She's sitting at Waititi, I believe, and wherever she is. The buses have had to go and get her, or rather get the passengers off her, and the first bus is due in around about 11:30. Now, the train itself is due in at 8:35. No luck with the Northerner this morning, so the bus is bringing the passengers north at 11:30 due to a slip on the main trunk line. These days, a very rare occurrence. The weather around the four mains, westerly change later and showers, and for Auckland 23 degrees. Wellington strong northwesterly, showers developing in 20. Christchurch moderate westerly, showers developing 23. And indeed moderate westerly, showers developing at a high fairly mediocre 15. Now to the Aussies, partly cloudy in Sydney in 25. Melbourne fine in 24. Adelaide rain later 26. Fine over in, up in Brisbane in 30. Hobart fine in 19. Perth partly cloudy in 26. Canberra fine in 26. Alice Springs late showers and 40, and Darwin cloudy with rainy periods. Had quite a lot of letters come to hand over the last few weeks, as you probably imagine, but there's a nice one here from Berrenpore in Wellington. Unfortunately, I only just got it this morning, didn't have a chance to answer it, and this is a little letter goes on about this, that, and the other thing, but I thought Aucklanders would like to know this. She said, I always listen to 1ZB, and then in 1967 we came to live in Wellington for my son's work. I don't mind now, as I'm used to it. Diddle, diddle, diddle. I know how she would feel. 16 minutes to 8, folks.
Downtown Cash Friday.
Today, the Downtown Shopping Centre is giving away cash. Every few minutes between the hours of 11 and 3, someone in the store will be handing out cash. You could be one of the lucky ones to receive it simply by being there. You don't have to do a thing. No forms to fill out, no questions to answer. Just accept the cash with a smile. Cash Friday, downtown today. A handful of cash just for visiting the Queen City shopping mecca, downtown.
Cash.
kangaroo, wharf, great Norwegian. These are just some of the great rats of the world.
Cut.
What?
Geoffrey, come here.
Ow!
It's great rates, Jeff. Qantas great rates. If you fly to Brisbane with Qantas, you can stay in the luxury Hillcrest Central Apartments for seven or more nights for only $51 Australian per night. Less than everybody else has to pay. Do you understand?
Great rates. Yes, I've got it now, Phil. Great rates from Qantas.
Qantas!
Ow!
Qantas!
Ow!
Hear ye, hear ye. It's now on, the famous Palmer's Garden Centre's annual houseplant sale.
A happy New Year celebration of selected top-quality houseplants at never-to-be-repeated prices.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yes, a whooping 30% off selected houseplants. Plus, big coupon bonus buys.
Bonus coupons as well? Palmer's must be mad.
Of course they're mad. Mad, mad prices on all stock advertised. See Saturday's Herald for full details.
Palmer's Houseplant Sale. If you miss it, you're really missing some great buys.
Combine the pleasure of a trip up the coast with the business of choosing a carpet. Cottage Carpets in Whangaparoa are open 8 till 8 this Saturday to Monday with sausage sizzles, complimentary drinks and more than 3,000 metres of carpet to clear before the price rise February 1st. It's a carpet carnival. Commercial carpets and remnants half price. A sparkling surprise in store if you bring in your house plans for measuring up. Buy now, lay later. Use Cottage Carpet storage facilities and easy terms. For business and pleasure this weekend, Cottage Carpets in Whangaparoa. Follow the signs from Albany.
We've got to do a cash call, Doug. 14 minutes to 8 on ZB. Coming shortly next. Feeling BJ Thomas, ZB, 11 minutes to 8 now.
G'day. I'm Vince Martin. I detest repetition. The repetition I'm talking about is every year when school starts after the holidays. We keep hearing stories about young kids getting killed on the streets, and it's all going to happen again. Look out for the traditional danger spots close to schools, and always watch for young whippersnappers darting out from behind parked cars, and never drive on bad tyres. You know who can help you there, don't you? Bow Repairs, the biggie of the tyre business.
Pass me some more of that. Please, won't you pass me some more of that? Please, won't you pass
passion. With that irresistible peach taste they all come back for every time. What are you munching?
Peach luncheon! Won't you pass me it? Gotta eat it, just love it. Nothing beats it. Pass me some more of that. Peach luncheon, peach luncheon.
10 minutes to eight. Thank you very much. I can't keep him off the wireless. In a minute's time, Bob will be along with the news headlines.
With a fantastic summer clearance of fashions and casual wear. One third off all girls' skirts. Half price for girls' neckwear. FTC Farmers offer at least one third off ladies' top fashion coordinates and fashion frocks, including Ostie. Half price fashion blouses and exclusive knitwear for ladies. Up to 50% off top brand jumpers and exclusive blouses. The greatest ever summer clearance. Only at FTC Farmers.
Fancy a holiday for two in the Cook Islands paying only one airfare? It's yours between now and the end of March with a special two-for-one airfare offer when you stay 8 days or more at the Rarotongan Resort Hotel flying Air New Zealand. All you pay for is your double room and one airfare. And New Zealand dollars are the local currency. Whet your appetite for romance without splashing out. Ask about Rarotongan Resort Hotel two-for-one airfare holidays at your local Tans Bonded Travel Agent.
Now then, what about those headlines, Bob? I've given you a chance. Here you are. Right, on the
don't slip off that famous chair. Remember, you've got a cash call to do shortly. Two Colombians are to appear in court today after the biggest haul of cocaine in New Zealand history. Winston Peters hopes to get new evidence to call for a public inquiry into the Maori loans affair. And despite the rain, farmers are saying it's not enough to end the drought.
Oh, well, looking at our sports headlines, though, Aussies are delighted to get the Kiwi help to keep the cup down under. But Michael Fay says the boat KZ7 to trial with is all they'll get. All in our sports at 8. But right now, if you get some money, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Let's see if we can give some money away. Merv with Cash Call.
Right, that's hi-ho to Forest Hill. Oh, that was a quick answer. Hi, it's Merv Smith here from Radio 1ZB. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good, thanks.
Good, listen, we rang you. I'm just about the end of my my schedule here on Auckland 1ZB, but they suggested I ring you out there at Forest Hill to see if you knew how much money was in 1ZB's cash call.
Oh, just one moment.
Oh, you think you know?
Yes, just a moment.
Oh, you little beauty. Off she goes, probably written it down on the toilet wall. We'll see. We'll see if she knows where it is. Don't worry about the noise. There's all sorts of things happening here this morning. I hope she knows it's $230. I know that much. Does she know how many cents there are in it? Are you there? Hello, madam. Where's she gone? Are you there?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yes, we don't know. I'll have to say that.
Oh, no. After all that, you know, I was looking forward so much to giving away cash call on my last morning. Well, there's $230. No, no. What do you reckon it is? How many cents?
48.
Oh, ever the honest Merv Smith. No, no luck, love. It was 75, I'm afraid.
Right.
Oh, you sound so nice. I was very tempted to say that's right. But unfortunately, it would beggar the checking account of Radio New Zealand, so I can't do it to you. $230.75 it was. Look, you have a nice day in Forest Hill anyway.
Lovely.
God bless.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Just been out to the Pakuranga area to check the traffic flows over the Pakuranga Hill and through Te Rākau Drive. Was a little bit of a hold-up earlier on. It all seems to be clear now, back to normal traffic flows. On the Newmarket Viaduct, we've got heavy traffic flow going to the north and also coming in from the Northwestern Motorway. Very heavy traffic flow all the way from Pātiki Road right through to the Nelson Street off-ramps. Also on the northern shore now, we've got traffic now starting to get back up to Tristram Avenue. However, no problems. Peter Roar, Airborne and ZB1.
Traffic northbound on the South Motorway flowing through the Manukau interchange without any problem at all. It then slows up midway between Manukau and Papatoetoe. It's pretty slow through the Papatoetoe interchange. But once you get across along a little north of Baird's Road and across the Otahu Creek, it's flowing well right up through Tip Top Corner and north beyond there. For Alan Clark Toyota, John Chapman, ZB2.
Pack and Save, the exciting new way to shop. You'll find New Zealand's cheapest food prices in large, bright air-conditioned stores with wide aisles for customers' comfort and ample customer car parking. At Pack and Save, you'll find all your cheaply priced groceries and full delicatessen needs, plus top quality meat, fruit and vegetables, with scrumptious bread and cakes from our in-store bakery. Full one-stop shopping with a great range of grocery items. At Pack and Save, you'll find the latest electronic scanning checkout. Friendly, courteous staff provide a fully detailed till tape for you to check. The new Pack and Save supermarket at Royal Oak is now open, complementing the very popular Pack and Save at Henderson. If you aren't a Pack and Save shopper already, you should try this exciting new shopping experience this week. Pack and Save will give you New Zealand's cheapest food prices. Pack and Save, where you help a little and save a lot. Pack and Save, Alderman Drive, Henderson and Monaco Road, Royal Oak.
Okay. 8:05. Look, I'm sorry. I let the cancellations go a little bit longer than I planned this morning. Devonport Bowling Club, your Twilight Tournament's cancelled. Auckland Lawn Tennis, the BP Nationals 14s and 12s. All players are to report to the Windmill Courts at 7:45 a.m. The North Devonport Bowling Club, your tournament's cancelled. Walkworth Women's Bowling Club, your no play today. And Waimoku Women's Bowling Club, Twilight... What's this, Doug Bowl, is it? Twilight Bowl? Twilight Tournament. And your burnt sausage and your barbecue is cancelled. Right, got it. Twilight... Is that what... And barbecue is cancelled. Well, that's... Sorry about that, ladies. That's just... thick pencil. Yeah, that's one way to describe it. Thank you, Doug. Okay, on Auckland 1ZB, we've got 8:05 on the early bird show.
Here's something you should know about George Walker's.
George Walker Auctions?
If you want them for an auction or a valuation, we're here to tell you about their new location.
Yes, George Walker's have moved to a huge new complex with plenty of off-street parking. Auctions are still happening at 10:30 Tuesdays and Fridays, but now you'll find George Walker Auctioneers at 926 Great South Road, Penrose, just along from the Church Street intersection.
Yeah, Great South Road's their new location. George Walker's for an auction or a valuation.
Water, water everywhere. Each drop I chlorinate. A Stroud poolkeeper, that's my name. And germs I terminate. I don't cost much to run, you see. I don't need electricity. So to Pointer's Pool Shop, you should scurry. Forget your pool, cause that's my worry. A Stroud poolkeeper, come on and see. At Pointer's Pool Shop, that's where I'll be.
Poolkeeper, the automatic chlorinator. Just set and forget. Phone Pointer's Pool Shop on 766610. Pointer's Pool Shop, 20 Newton Road.
Hello, ma'am. Hello, boys and girls. How are you today?
We're 100% for Kerry. Well, more or less 100%. Probably near about 50% today, I'm afraid.
Didn't panic, ma'am. The toast arrived, ma'am.
Done better than that from the Wyndham Coffee Cellar, McCary. Do you know you've got a special pack this morning?
Oh, that's wonderful. What did you say, Mev?
It says a lightly done toast from McCary. Best wishes from Bev and Mark of the Wyndham Cellar Coffee Bar. You know, all these years, McCary. Look, here it is. Oh, will you look at that? Look, mate, look. A little tiny piece of toast. Ha, ha, ha. Bev and Mark, thank you very much indeed. Gee, isn't that kind? Now, look, you eat those and leave me alone with my taste from the Wyndham Coffee Cellar, all right?
All right, Bev, if you insist. Isn't that kind, Bev?
Gee, Bev and Mark, if we'd have organised this years ago, there wouldn't have been half this trouble in Bev nicking mine. But anyway, I thank you very much. It's very kind. There you are. That's yours.
Thank you very much, Bev. Now, listen, there's three things to tell you about yet, Bev.
Hello, who's here at Bleeding here called McFairy?
Aye. Well, that's me.
Yeah, you remember me, old Clary the Custodian.
I remember you.
I remember you.
Oh, I thought you'd all remember me, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, McHarry.
What is it, Harry?
Clary.
What is it?
You have won, my son, the trip to Scotland, flying with McHaggis Charter Airlines for a wonderful holiday and all the porridge you can eat. What about that, then?
It's me. I've won. I've got a holiday to Scotland.
You, McHarry, that's just wonderful. You'd be able to have porridge on your toast and you'd be able to have all the fly sandwiches you could need. How about that?
Oh, me, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Don't bounce your bonnet around like that, okay?
I never thought I'd do it, Mev. It's me. I've won. I'm off. Cheerio.
And we never saw him again.
We probably will. Oh, isn't that wonderful, boys and girls? Well, he's certainly come finally into good luck, McHarry. He's had all sorts of mad schemes and dreams and all sorts of things over the years. He's never quite made it. Are you sure about this, Clary?
Would I let you down, my son? Don't you worry. McHarry's got it. He's won the trip with McHaggis Charter Airlines. He's going to have a marvellous time. And a marvellous time to you too, my boy. Well, this is Clary signing off. Ha-ha! I've got another job to go to, too. I'll see you later. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Ah! They've all left him. McHarry.
Hi, Mev. What is it?
Well, what are you doing?
I'm packing. Don't you worry about me. Because when you're going to go, Mev, you've got to go. It's going to be wonderful. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, in Scotland. How long's it for, Mev?
How How long is it for? It depends how much porridge you can eat from the sound of it.
Okay, man, thank you very much indeed. What do you do? Goodbye, boys and girls. Spaghetti for Scotland.
Oh, well, there's somebody happy to be leaving, isn't Listen, we didn't say Aroha Kelly, good morning to you, Voraki, who is 13 years of age today. Aroha, good morning, and Aroha to you. You'll be receiving a family pass to Motat Madeira. You're our 1ZB ASB 1080 Club lady, and that'll entitle you to a free ride on the trams and buses and trains, and you and your family will really enjoy your day at Motat, where are things to interest people of all ages. Now, Aroha, you're the very last person I'm going to call on 1ZB's ASB 1080 Club birthday call. Voraki, 13 years. And I wonder how you're going to make out in life, Aroha. You let me know in some time in the future, all right? 8 o'clock, see you then.
Radio New Zealand News on the hour at 8. Two Colombians face drug smuggling charges after the country's biggest ever cocaine bust.
The report on contract work schemes for gangs reveals a threat made by a Labour... made rather to a Labour Department official.
And Winston Peters hopes his trip to Hawaii will yield new evidence to support his call for a public inquiry into the Māori loans affair. Details in a moment.
Right now, Countrywide is offering a very generous 18% per annum interest for terms as short as 90 days on their term deposits. 18% per annum interest from 90 days to 7 months. Countrywide term deposits with government-approved trustee status. Terms like this can't last for long, so call into your nearest Countrywide branch now and invest in the Countrywide term deposit that best suits you.
Two Colombian nationals appear in the Auckland District Court this morning after a drug squad raid on a city hotel last night netted the biggest haul of cocaine ever seen in this country. 2.2 kilograms of cocaine were seized in the bust, with police putting the value at over $2 million.
Detective Senior Sergeant Mike Crawford says a 33-year-old woman arriving on a flight from Argentina on Wednesday was put under surveillance after customs officers suspected she could be hiding drugs in the false bottom of her suitcase.
We decided that there was possibly more than the female involved, and by carrying out a surveillance operation in relation to her, we suspected that somebody would contact her, and this in fact did occur when the gentleman arrived. They actually met, and he was seen in possession of the suitcase that she had actually brought into the country, and it was decided then that we would terminate the operation with the result that we've achieved.
Detectives say the woman speaks no English, pointing to the possibility that the cocaine was destined for another country.
The Labour Department report on the controversial contract work scheme has disclosed that a Labour Department official was threatened with his house being burned down if he didn't approve a work scheme contract. The audit team says during its investigation into the contract work scheme, it was made aware of one case where the threat against the officer was made because he didn't give his approval for the go-ahead of a gang contract. The audit team says the officer himself was never told of the threat, but his controlling officer was.
In another incident, a department officer stepped in and stopped a gang from carrying out threats against other staff who the gang suspected weren't approving applications. The audit team says while the house burning threat is a serious matter, there's little point calling in outside authorities, with the Labour Department urged to deal with the problem itself.
Opposition MP Winston Peters hopes to return from Hawaii in a day or two, armed with new evidence to support his call for a public inquiry into the Māori loans affair. Mr. Peters, who says he paid his own way to Hawaii because the government hasn't properly investigated the issue, hopes to interview other people involved in the loan proposal.
Mr. Peters says he has evidence that relevant documents were left out of the State Services Commission report into the affair and that key personalities were not interviewed.
But I can also say to you, yes, I suppose I can say to you that there are a number of people in New Zealand who were crucial to the truth of the report, who were never interviewed at all. I'm talking about ministers of the Crown who were involved, and in particular Treasury officials who were involved.
Mr. Peters says he won't give his information to the State Services Commission because he fears another whitewash of the affair.
The Weather Office says its long-range forecast promises much colder weather over the country for the next few days, but still no significant rain to end the crippling drought. Assistant Director John Maunder says the drought's been created by a series of static anticyclones and a lack of rain-bearing westerly winds. Dr. Maunder says over the last week things have changed. The forecast indicates a very strong westerly flow over the next few days.
It looks as though things will be on the move again, and just how much rain that will bring is a little bit difficult to say, but there will be some rain, I think, in most areas, but Probably not too much east of the ranges.
Dr. Maunder says at this time of the year, the amount of moisture lost from the soil is about 40 millimetres a week. It'll take a lot of rain to make up for much lower than normal levels over the past 3 months.